Hello and welcome to How to Take Photographs Like a Professional Photographer. This series of podcasts is aimed at absolute beginners, so if you think a digital camera looks about as user-friendly as a NASA control center, then you're in the right place. I'm Ross Parker and I'll be taking you through this series of short podcasts. All I need is 5 minutes of your time to start you on your journey of taking photographs like a pro. In this first episode, I will introduce you to the key principle behind every professional looking photograph, and that is exposure. So what is exposure? A photograph's exposure determines how light or how dark an image will appear. The way this works is that light comes through the lens of the camera and an image is recorded by the sensor. If too much light is coming through the camera, your image will look too bright. Alternatively, if there's not enough light coming through the camera, then your image is going to look too dark. It's all about balance. If you get the exposure just right, and by that I mean not too bright or not too dark, you'll be well on your way to be taking professional looking photographs. Okay, so now you understand the principles of exposure, you will no doubt be wondering how you achieve the correct exposure every time. Well, your camera has three adjustable settings that control the amount of light that comes through your lens and reaches the sensor. These settings are aperture, shutter speed, and ISO. Now, don't worry if you've never heard of these terms before, as I'll explain as we go. First, we're going to start with shutter speed. Now, the shutter speed controls the amount of time that light is allowed to pass through the camera and reach the sensor. The way this works is that your camera has a set of curtains positioned in front of the image sensor. By default, these curtains stay closed at all times. It is only when you press the shutter button that you use to take a photograph that these curtains open up and allow light to pass through to the sensor. And that's how an image is recorded. How long the shutter curtains are left open for depends on what shutter speed you have set. The shutter speed on a camera can range from anywhere between a thousandth of a second for a fast shutter speed to several seconds for a slow shutter speed. A fast shutter speed will effectively open these curtains for a very short period of time, allowing just a little bit of light into the camera, whereas a slow shutter speed would allow the curtains open for a long time, and this will allow lots of light to reach the sensor. Now, the second setting on your camera that I want to talk about is aperture. To put it quite simply, the aperture is the opening in the lens of the camera. This round opening can be adjusted to alter the amount of light that you want to let through the camera. In the same way that a slow shutter speed lets lots of light through the camera and to the image sensor, a wide aperture, or a wide opening in the lens, also allows lots of light through the camera. Similarly, a small aperture or opening in the lens allows only a small amount of light through the sensor, in much the same way as a fast shutter speed does. On a bright sunny day when there's plenty of light, you only require a small aperture. However, if you're taking photos in dark conditions, you will need to set the aperture to a wider opening. Now, before we get too bogged down with more technical terms, let me tell you a simple analogy that I learned years ago, which really helped me to understand how aperture and shutter speed combine together to give a good exposure. Imagine you're using a hose pipe to fill a bucket to the brim. When the bucket is full, that corresponds to a perfectly exposed photo. Two things affect how much water gets into our bucket: the diameter of the hose pipe and how long we run the tap for. There are many combinations which will fill our bucket, from a narrow pipe left running for a long time to a wide pipe running for a short time, and everything in between. A camera works exactly the same way, with many combinations of aperture diameter, or hose pipe width, and shutter speed, or the water running time, adding up to the same thing, a perfectly exposed photo, or a full bucket. Now, hopefully you understand the principles of aperture and shutter speed. We're now going to move on to ISO. Now, don't be fooled by the complicated name ISO. It is simply the image sensor's sensitivity to light. Increase the ISO, the image sensor becomes more sensitive to light. Decrease the ISO, it becomes less sensitive to light.